வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of May, 1975, in Melbourne, Australia.
Defect of the Western country is practically there is no social structure. The father, mother, they divorce and the children become careless. In most cases it is defect.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen many of my students. That family, whole family, disrupt on account of father and mother, even in old age, divorce. I have seen Brahmananda's mother. His father was very, still is living, very good businessman, very nice family, good income. All of a sudden, the father and mother disagree, they divorce. The sons went somewhere, the daughters went somewhere.
That's the cases we deal with.
Yeah.
Adoption.
And the father married again, the mother married again. They are not happy. And the business also closed. Like, so by one instance I can understand that how in the Western countries people become out of social structure. The root cause is godlessness, root cause.
You know, divorce is getting easier too, isn't it?
That is very dangerous law to allow divorce. Divorce should not be allowed. If there is some disagreement between husband and wife, it should be neglected. According to Chanakya Pandit, he was great politician. He has said that dampati kalahe chaiva babbharambhe logukriya. The husband and wife's quarrel should not be taken very seriously. Ajadudhe munishradhe. Ajadudhe, just like fight between two boars. They are fighting, and if you say that, similarly, the fight between husband and wife should not be taken very seriously. Let them fight for some time, they stop automatically. But the husband and wife fight, as soon as he goes to the lawyer, he gives incentive, yes, come to the court. So the first defect is there is divorce law. Another defect is that there is no method how to train a man to become first class. That is there in the Vedic civilization. Now, of course, in India, that is also now abolished by degradation. Otherwise, the society was divided into four classes: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahmanas were first class men, ideal. But in the society, there is no ideal man. One should have some example, living example, to see here is an ideal. So the ideal man is described here in our Bhagavad Gita. What is the ideal man? Every man can be trained up, not 7%, but even 1% man becomes ideal. The 99% will see and follow. But there is no ideal man. That is the difference. So, just as we are training them as ideal men, by character, by religion, by behavior, by education, that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness. And you can see practically what was their previous life and what they are now. So government should establish an institution to create ideal men. We can help.
But it would be very difficult for the people to start out with us.
Huh?
Would be impossible with the kids that start out with us.
No, they will live just like they are living. They are coming from the same group. But they are now gently. It is a question of training. I have no facility. Whatever I have done by personal endeavor and their cooperation. Neither your government, I mean the Western government, they helped me, neither my government helped me. Although we are struggling to make a class of men ideal. They appreciate, but they do not give us. Now, just like we have purchased this house by our endeavor, great difficulty, because we have no income. We write our books, then we sell, we get some income. So somehow or other we expand. But no government is helping us. They are increasing brother drinking. At least in India, there was no drinking propaganda. Now the government is making this. They are opening wine shop. India, even in the British period, drinking was very, very restricted. Very, very restricted. First of all, socially, if anyone drinks, he is rejected as a gentleman. A drunkard was never respected. Similarly, meat eaters. He was considered third class man. In our childhood we have seen when people learn to eat meat very secretly, not within the house, outside the house, with some Mohammedan cooker, it was considered very abominable to eat meat, to drink. And women, they were kept strictly under the vigilance of parents, father. Young girls, not to mix with any young boy. If one young girl goes out of home and does not come back at night, then her life is finished. Nobody will marry her. So the father had to keep the young girls with great care, and the father was very, very anxious to find out the boy, to hand it over. We have seen, you know, that. But now these things are slackening. Jawaharlal Nehru, our late Prime Minister, introduced divorce law. And now the society is in chaotic condition.
What do you do? Society wants it. Society wants it that way.
Society, that's like your child wants to go to hell, but it is not the duty of the father to allow him to go to hell. Society wants, because the society does not know, the government does not know how to uplift the position of the human being. They do not know it. They know that the animals and we are the same. They simply loiter naked and we are nicely dressed, that's all. Finished. Civilization. I remain animal, but my advancement is because I am very nicely dressed. That is the standard now. But basic civilization is not. The animal must change the consciousness. He must be trained up, a human being. That is, he said.
Samudamas tapasu chanti ajivam evacha gyanam vijnanam adhikyam brahmakamasam bhavat svabhavajam. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the brahmanas work.
So, people should be trained up. So, immediately, to solve all the problems like this, is to start an institution to train four classes of men. Begin it. But there is no training. How can you expect? If you allow a child to smoke from the very beginning and to commit all kinds of sinful activities, how you can expect a nice gentleman when he's grown up? It's not possible. It is possible by this Krishna consciousness movement, but somebody may not be induced to come and join. But if you train him from the very beginning, it's like we have got our training in school, Gurukul, in Dallas, Texas. From the very beginning, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old children, they are being trained up. It is not that 7% man will be trained up spiritually, but even a small percentage, ideal man there are in the society, at least people will think, oh, here is ideal. But that is, there is no such facility. We are training, sometimes people love. What is this nonsense? They criticize. The leaders of the society do not encourage. Yesterday I was talking with one priest about illicit sex life. He said that, what is wrong there? It is a great pleasure. We are training, we are advocating the illicit sex is sinful. Our first condition is that one must give up these four things. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. This is my first condition before accepting. So they agree and they follow.
That's what our people will do. That's what our clients will do.
Yes, they will do. If regular institution runs on with all facilities, we get so many devotees come here. After some time, they become dedicated devotees. The method must be there. I came from India alone, in New York, 1965. So for 1 year, I have no place to stay, I have no means to eat. I was loitering practically, living in some friend's house and some friend's house. Then gradually developed. I was chanting in a square in New York, alone, 2-3 hours. What is that, Tomkinson Square? Yeah. So that was my beginning. Then gradually, people came. So I think if we if you are serious, let us combinedly open an institution where people should be trained up how to become first class. Children should be trained up. That will make a solution.
Must change society then.
No change. Let society what it is. We train up some children, as we are doing in Dallas, and some men also, just like we are training them. It is possible. It is a practical example.
Have you, Mr. Gentleman, been delinquents in your life?
Delinquency?
Yeah, have you been involved in trouble with the law before you joined?
Many of them were.
Have you? Have you been troubled with some of them?
Yes.
This is practical. We can stop. Just like they have become sent people. Everyone, India, they are surprised. They say, how you have made this European Americans like this? They are surprised. Because in India, the Brahmins and others, they were under the impression that these Western people, they are hopeless. They cannot be any very advanced religionist or spiritual. So when they see, we have got many temples in India, that they are worshipping deity and managing everything, chanting, dancing, they are surprised. Many Swamis came before me, but they could not transform. But it is not I have transformed, but the method is so nice that they begin to.
But people will say it's still a very small percentage of the population.
No, there is no question of high percentage. I say that even a small percentage, there must be some ideal man. At least people will see that here is the ideal man. Just like we are having, because they are chanting and dancing, many outsiders are coming. And they are also learning. They are also offering obeisances. And gradually they are offering their service. Please accept me. The example is better than precept. If you have an ideal group of men, then people will automatically learn. That is what. But don't mind. I don't find any ideal group of men. Even the priests, they are going to hospital for their drinking habit. I saw in some time report in a hospital 5,000 patients, alcoholic patients, priests. So priests should be ideal character, and they are advocating homosexuals. Where is the ideal correction, man? If the priestly class, they are going to hospital for drinking heavy and they are allowing man-to-man marriage and homosexuality, then where is the ideal correction?
But homosexuality is a sickness in our life. Homosexuality is a sickness. Why should you...
He said it's an illness.
It's an illness. It's just like a person who can't see, you would punish him for not seeing. You can't punish a person for being homosexual. That also society says so.
Now anyway, the priestly class sanctioning homosexuals.
Pardon?
Sanctioning. They're allowing homosexuals.
Yeah, well we say...
And there was report that man and man was married by the priests. In New York there is a paper, Watchtower. That is a Christian paper. I've seen in that paper. They're condemning. The priest is allowing man-to-man marriage. And they are passing resolution. Homosexuals pass online. And in Perth, you said that the students are discussing about homosex. in favor of homosexuals. So where is the ideal character? If you want something tangible business, train some people to become ideal character. That is this Krishna consciousness.
But you say people say what ideal to you is not ideal to somebody else.
I am giving the example, ideal character.
Yeah, but it's one opinion.
No, it will not depend on opinion. Opinion, what is the value of opinion if the people are all asses? There is no opinion. One should take as it is enjoined in the Shastra. No opinion. What is the use of taking opinion of an ass? So, the people are tender, just like dogs and asses. Then what is the use of their opinion? It must be enforced, it must be like this. Just like when we introduce this illicit sex, I never cared for their opinion. The opinion immediately, there will be discussion. And what is the use of taking their opinion? It must be done. That is the defect of Western civilization, vox populi, taking opinion of the public. But what is the value of this public? Drunkards, mokers, meat eaters, woman hunters, what is the... They are not first class men. So what is the use of such third class, fourth class men's opinion? We do not advocate such opinion. What Krishna says, that is standard, that's all. Krishna is the supreme and his version is final. No opinion, no demarcation. When you go to a physician, doctor for treatment, the physician does not place his prescription for opinion of other patients. Now I am prescribing this medicine for this gentleman. Now give me your opinion. Does he do that? The all patients, what they will give me. The physician is the perfect person. Whatever he has written prescription, that's all. But here in the Western, everything, public opinion. What is the use of such opinion?
You don't think the peasants have any mind of their own?
No, their mind, but that is duplicated mind. Just like madman. He has got his mind. But what is the value of that mind? You are not going to take opinion of a madman. He has his mind, but he's a madman. Murha, maya pritajnana. His knowledge has been taken out. The mind being what is called in disordered condition. There is no value of his opinion. So these things should be taken care of. At least a class of man must be ideal. The people, others will see, and the training should go on, just like we are doing. We are inviting people to come, to chant with us, to dance with us, take prasadam, and gradually. The same stuff, addicted to drinking, addicted to prostitution, addicted to meat eating, is becoming cyclical. This is practical, you can see. What was their previous history and what they are now.
But how do you reconcile the fact that our doctors tell us we should eat meat because of the protein?
That is a foolishness. They are not eating meat for the last 10 years. Do you think they are reducing their health? Rather, people say, bright faces. One priest, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, one gentleman, in plain dress. He's a priest. He says, Swamiji, how your students look so bright? And sometimes you are advertised as bright face. In Boston or somewhere, the ladies were asking, are you American?
How would you react if somebody breaks into this place and tries to rob something?
He says, how would we react if someone breaks in and tries to rob the building?
Rob?
A thief. what would we do if a thief came in? In other words, would we be violent?
You shall punish him.
You shall be violent?
Why not? A thief should be punished.
You will punish yourself? What will you do? Will you start attacking him?
No. Ourselves or anyone, a thief has to be punished. A thief has to be punished. Ourselves or yourself, it doesn't matter. A thief is a thief. He should be punished.
What if he breaks in because he's hungry?
Who breaks?
He says, what if he breaks in because he's hungry? What if he becomes in as a thief because he wants some
food? We said everyone come and eat. Why he should remain hungry? We invite everyone, come here, eat. No charge, don't charge. So why should he remain hungry? Let us increase this program. All hungry men of Melbourne city, come here, take your eating, sensuous. Invite, come on. Why you should remain hungry?
What if he's an alcoholic and he's hungry?
Huh?
We have a couple of alcoholics that come here and we give them food every night.
You do?
Yes.
Just like the Gordon
House. Yes, they come, we feed them. Like we have a feast every Sunday, they come and give them food.
It requires little time to practice. Otherwise, it is open for everyone, for information.
But you would have your limitations how far you can go in feeding people.
He says, we would have our limitations of how many people we could feed.
We can feed unlimitedly, provided the government helps.
Yeah.
We have
you could make a place for people. Destitute people could come and have a free meal, I suppose.
Oh yes, oh yes. Everyone, we open to everyone. You come and take prasad.
Could the government, in a word, use you?
No, we cannot be used by the government. We can use the government.
Yeah.
Government cannot dictate us. That will not help.
Just a moment. The government doesn't. In the fact that we have a lot of destitute to look after.
That is.
And you feel your religious order would like to help people. If the government subsidizes you,
yes.
To provide these services,
that we can.
That you can do. As long as they don't contradict you.
No, our principle is this.
I mean, there are a lot of church organizations taking children.
You can see one day, if you kindly come early in the morning, and stay one day, you see our activity, how nicely we are doing. And then do the needful.
I don't come here as a person. I'm representing my department.
No, whatever it may be.
You convince me or not, it's a side issue. I can only say that we're dealing with very poor people. You tell me what you're doing, then I say, but something can be combined. Well, I can say to the minister that will emerge, and he goes on from there.
They
so
can
I go back to my duties.
Give us some contribution per capita for taking care. Then we can invite, we can increase the accommodation. Now we are doing. We have no business, no income. We are selling our books. So our income is limited. Still we invite anyone come. But if government encourages us, then we can increase the program.
Well, of course it's a political decision, right? I can only
say that it is above politics.
Huh?
It is above politics.
From your point of view, but we're in the department depend on political decisions.
The department means there are another setup.
Yes, that's just an instrument, yes, for public will. The minister is elected according to public will in our society.
Because they have made a department just like your day. What is the department?
Social welfare.
Social welfare. So if they find social welfare, why not help? Why they bring politics? If actually there is social welfare here, why they should not support it?
Yeah, well, you're right. But in our society, minister is elected to carry out certain policies. Not what he wants, but what the people sort of voted for. And say our text to support.
And if your policy is social reform, then.
Social reform is not our policy.
Then social welfare.
So just to look after those who are in trouble. That's our policy.
So everyone is in trouble.
What?
At the present moment, even the ministers are in trouble.
Yes, but that is not what our function is. Everybody is in trouble.
Physician, heal thyself. You see? They are also drunkards, they are also woman hunters, meat eaters, and gambling, that's all. They require to be rectified.
But we can't help that society. You have to go and change society. And society tells us to
rectify. But unless you change the society, how you can make social welfare?
Well,
if you keep them as it is, then where is the question of welfare?
Give it a different interpretation to the word.
Basically, basically one must be first class ideal man.
Yeah.
That is one.
That's why it's so very difficult. You have to work on your own. Well, you have to see that
you're
free to work.
You find out.
You convince enough people to go your
own. Our own program, it is not boxed properly. You find out fault with us.
Huh?
You find out what is our fault. Then you can disagree. But when you see everything is nice, how you will not accept it? Unless you are biased.
Of course I am biased. I have been brought up differently.
Yes. Like, that's like our...
That is your bias against my life.
No, we are not biased. We
you say
that just like we are not biased, we are allowing. We say that if you want to be first class man, that you must not commit sinful activity. That is our problem.
But I as a public servant, I'm not here to change society.
We are also public.
What
we
to
are,
do?
We belong to the public. You must become our servant also.
Yeah.
Huh? We are public, members of the public.
Yeah.
So you should become our servant also. If you are public servant.
A public servant is a, in our philosophy, is a man who serves a minister elected by the people. And this way he serves the public.
Yeah.
And what the public decides
therefore
is voted accordingly.
We are reforming the public.
Yes, that's what I mean.
They select
when you reform the public, they will tell us to act differently.
Yeah. So, you know? The public select a president, Nixon, and they become disturbed again, dragged him down. This is why.
Yeah, but this is how society works. You must want society to change, and we have to change. I just do what I'm asked to do. Because otherwise I lose my job.
Now, if you actually want to do some social welfare, then you must take the standard formula. And if you manufacture your own way, that will never be successful.
I might agree with you that if all of us would be Krishna, then social welfare would be something different.
Just like we are proposing here. I'm not proposing. Krishna says that one must be peaceful. How to become peaceful? If his mind is always disturbed, how he can become peaceful?
Quite right.
So that is the secret of success. You want to make people peaceful, but you do not know how to make him peaceful.
Yeah.
So therefore you have to adopt this.
You have a competitive society.
Yeah. We say that you chant Hare Krishna, eat here sumptuously, live here comfortably, and you become peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It is guaranteed. If anyone, even a madman agrees to this principle, that let him chant Hare Krishna mantra, take whatever nice food stuff he prepared, take, and live peacefully. He will be peaceful.
What's your answer that still such a small percentage of the population, tiny percentage of the population,
no,
except the philosophy that so-and-so.
Tiny percentage, just like there are so many stars in the sky, and there is one moon. In percentage, the moon is nothing. If you take percentage of the stars, the moon is nothing. But moon is important than all the nonsense stars. But if you take percentage, he has no percentage both. But because he is moon, he is important than all these rascal stars. This is the example. Yeah, only, what is the use of taking percentage of the stars in the presence of moon? Let there be one moon, that is sufficient. There is no question of percentage. One ideal man. That time in Christian world, one ideal man, Jesus Christ.
How do you feel about Mao Zedong?
Huh? What is that?
He says, how do you feel about Mao Zedong?
In China, he's an ideal man.
He's a communist.
His ideal is all right.
In China, he is.
No, his ideal, communist idea, that everyone should be happy. That is a good idea. But they do not know how to make it. Just like they are taking care of the human being in the state, but they are sending poor animals to this world. Because they are godless, they do not know the animal is also a living being and the human being also a living being. So for the satisfaction of the tongue of the human being, the animal should be cutthroat. That is the defect. Pandita samadarshana. One who is learned, he is equal to everyone. That is learned. I take care of my brother and I kill you. That is not learned. That is going on. Everywhere. Nationalism. National means one has taken birth in that land. But the animals, poor animals, because they cannot make any protest. Send them to the slaughter house. And if there were ideal men, they would have protested. Oh, why you are doing this? Let them leave also. You leave also. Huh? Just produce food grains. The animals can also take, you can also take. Why should you take animals? That is the command.
But when the winter so long, people had to kill animals to have something to eat over winter.
I am not speaking for India or Europe, I am speaking the whole human society. Just try to understand.
People started eating meat, because in winter they can't
eat
meat.
No, you can eat meat, but you cannot eat meat by killing your father and mother. That is human sense. You are taking milk from the cow. It is your mother. You take milk, that in Australia they produce so much milk, butter and everything, and after it is finished, cut the throat and make business, send to other countries. What is this nonsense? Is that humanity? Do you think?
Well, I said 200 years ago, people...
You take your mother's milk. You take your mother's milk, and when the mother cannot supply milk, you kill her. What is this? Is that humanity? And nature is so strong for this injustice, sinful, you must suffer. You must be prepared to suffer. So there will be war and wholesale will be killed. Nature will not tolerate this. They do not know all this, how nature is working, how God is managing. They do not know God. This is the defect of the society. They do not care what is God. We are scientists, we can do everything. What you can do? Can you stop death? Nature says, you must die. You are Professor Einstein, that's all right. You must die. Why the Einstein and other scientists, they do not discover a medicine or process? No, no, he shall not die. So this is the defect of the society. They are completely under the control of nature. And they are declaring independence. Ignorance. Ignorance. Well, we want to reform this.
Well, I certainly wish you luck. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
It's a public servant by you, reform society,
we are
back to your life.
We are on
to carry out the instruments of
the... So kindly cooperate with us. within the eternal, try to learn the philosophy. And you'll be surprised how nice philosophy it is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So we don't count for percentage. Let personality become ideal man. The same example. There is no percentage in comparison to the stars and one moon. What is the percentage? Millions of stars. It is, what is the percentage? One and million? That's practically 0%. But still, because it is more, it is more sufficient than all these small stars. So produce moon.
Yeah, but the moon is big as we can recognize it, but another man is just another star.
That's all right. If we cannot make as good as moon, you cannot make, but it is possible. If their idea is...
The analogy is interesting, but a person would ask you, you're just a man like me, it's not just as awesome as a star.
If you approve this method, you can cooperate. In so many ways. First of all, you have to see what is this method, Krishna consciousness movement.
Yeah.
That we are prepared to serve you, to convince you, the first class nature of this movement. Now, if you are convinced, try to cooperate. And induce other leaders, you are one of the leaders. Jajjada acharati shrestha, katta deva, itaregana. If the leaders of the society become compassionate with this movement, other is automatically, our people, our minister is supporting this,
Our minister regards himself as a servant of the people, who can be kicked out in
that is the defect. The people are rascals and they have elected another rascal. That is the defect.
But that's how it is.
So what can we do? Then hopeless.
Oh, you can work on the class.
So we are going, without depending on these rascals. Yes. We are going on. We are publishing our books, we are making our movement. We are honestly trying, that's all.
Yeah.
That we are doing, all over the world.
All we can do is allow you to convince the population differently.
Yes, we are doing.
And when you do that, then social welfare department will serve you.
Now suppose we instruct a man, please, do not have illicit sex. Have you got any objection?
Pardon?
If I advise somebody that do not have illicit sex, have you got any objection?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Illicit, if I say...
I like sex. My wife likes sex. We just enjoy it. They couldn't live without it. Or marriage is happier because they have sex.
That's it.
That is a position. We are boosting.
How they have accepted.
But I don't know. I don't know. But I couldn't. Well, you told our life with enjoying sex and our marriage is happier with sex.
No, we don't private sex. But we private.
You don't have two children.
Illicit sex.
Well, it's a. We use a pill, or use contraceptives, or use all kinds of things. Because it makes our
life. Why do you use contraceptives?
Because I don't want any more children.
Then why don't you stop sex?
Because I like sex.
Yes.
Because I enjoy it.
That means, go to physician, I want to do everything I like, still I want treatment. This is the position. You want...
I didn't come for treatment.
No, I said... No, you have come for treatment here.
I was invited.
Because you have failed to control the society, your activity. Therefore you have come here, treatment. But when I prescribe medicine, you don't accept.
I haven't come for treatment.
No, yes. Otherwise, where you
are. I was invited.
Just to help you in your social activities, social welfare activities, to take some suggestion from us. But when you give the suggestion, you reject it. That is your position. You have come here to take some suggestion so that you can make your activities very nice. But when we suggest, you reject it.
So two people, I'm two people, I'm myself.
anywhere, anyone.
Some public service.
That is the position. For treatment we go to a physician, and the physician prescribes medicine, we reject it. So how he will be cured? That is the position. When the prescription is given, you want to put it in the boards of other patients. For the patient will know about the prescription. The patient. There's no question of it.
If I would come here and want to join your movement, I would accept it.
No, you join or not join. You have come here to consult us if we can help your activities. But when we prescribe, you do not accept it. That is your point. So, to make the whole human society happy, this God consciousness movement must be done.
Well, I certainly report back. Thank you very much for saying
that. Just a little wait.
We have some nice foodstuffs which we just...
It is our custom that if anyone comes, he should be offered a nice seat and given some eatables.
Have you seen many people in Marburg?
Yeah, daily one or two gentlemen like you that come in. But they find our prescription very strict. But we are not going to change it. We have got our standard method.
Yes, yeah, sure. I believe that you should have this standard if you want them, and anybody
yeah,
wants them.
Yes, that is making us successful. We do not make any compromise.
Fine.
If you like, you take it.
Yeah.
If you don't like, you go ahead. Don't mind.